Thank you very much, and I want to extend again our thank you for your welcome. Very good to be back. I think good to see quite a few faces we recognise and remember from back here. But one comment that's come up since we came is everyone saying, "Goodness, you've put on a bit of weight." I want to do two main things really in the next few minutes. I want to talk about Kenya a little bit. That you can know a little bit about where we're going. And then, again, in a very short way, talk about the church plant that we hope to be involved in Nairobi. Who's been to Kenya out of just interest? Oh, quite a few. Goodness, that's good. So you'll know some of what I'm going to be talking about. You know where it is. That's just to give you a bit of orientation. Kenya divided by the equator. For part of the reason why it's fairly warm and cozy. Next photo. Nairobi, which you can see slightly beneath the equator, population of about, no one really knows for sure, but between 3.5 and 4 million. Next image. Really, as with many big cities, Nairobi is a city of contrasts. That's probably a very good way to put it. And this is one of the big ones. The only city in the world which has a national park, wildlife nearby. You've got wildlife very close in the park and the city not too far. This is on the way from the airport into the city because the park borders the route. And you can, if you're lucky, you can see giraffe, zebra, buffalo, and so on. Next image, and you even get things like this. Okay, this is a house that was built by one of the colonials, but now is a hotel. And if you're lucky on the mornings, you can feed the giraffes for breakfast if you want. Okay, so you've got this kind of clash. Next image. Rich and poor. Okay, one of the most famous slums in the whole world, Kibera. And you've got this thing where you have great poverty, like the guys here would probably have no running water, unlikely, no electricity, and so on. And then in the background with the city high-rise, people there, people who've traveled the world, that have the latest phones, just living a life that is completely other to the guys here living in the slums. Next image. Hard to capture what this is about, but lots of different tribes, each with different cultures. The one on the left are the Kikuyu, biggest tribe in Kenya, current president Kikuyu, Kenyatta, and the first one as well. The one on the right, you probably know, what is that tribe? Anyone know what it's called? The Maasai, famous for their red dress and jumping and love their spears. Historically, they had the custom where if you're a man, a boy going into manhood, you and your peers, about 10 of you, would have to go into the wild without any help and kill a lion, find a way of doing so. That was your mark of, and I'm thankful I'm not from that tribe. The one in the corner, bottom left, the Kalenjin, that's my tribe, famous for their runners. Okay, Kip Kano, you remember him? If you hear that Kip prefix before a name, that's a tribe. A Kalenjin, famous for runners. I don't do any running, they. where this is relevant, again, a city of contrasts, lots of different tribes, is when we've got very big national events, and this here is a big one, one example, when we've got elections, the tribal differences emerge. So much so that in the last few elections, when the results are announced, one tribe feels they've been hard done by, and it usually leads to violence, sadly. Even violence amongst believers, or so-called believers. Not the last election, the one before that. A church seen to be from a tribe that had done wrong, was burnt down. There were fatalities, quite sad. So, contrast, you've got these different tribes existing, and then it leads to friction in this kind of way. Next image. Let me talk a little bit about the Christian scene in Nairobi. Again, this is very brief. I could talk more, but let me keep it brief. Now, this is the Anglican Cathedral in Nairobi, built by the British, partly when they came in the late 1800s. On a Sunday morning, they see, over a course of quite a few services, 6,000 people. Let's have the next image. So it looks pretty much like you would, perhaps, a church here, but that's where the differences end. 6,000 people. They've got, I think, on the last count, 11 services, all packed out during the day. Loads of people. And that story could be repeated. My upbringing was not actually Anglican. I used to go, my parents still go to a Baptist church, one of the big ones. On a Sunday morning, smaller than this, they see 3,000 of a Sunday morning. Next image. And yet, given that there are all these Christians going to church on a Sunday, things are not as they should be. One of the things you'll see in Nairobi is lots of police everywhere. Checking cars, stopping people, and scarily, as with the one on the top right, They have guns. It happened to me on my last trip, last spring. We went visiting, and a policeman stopped me, and they got into the car with a semi-automatic rifle, and it's quite frightening. So you've got the police checking cars and everything, and you'd think, therefore, the roads are safe and happy places to be, and yet we see things like, next image, this. Okay? You see this kind of no helmets, packing, and it's just really, really dangerous. Next image. Okay, as a way of transporting people or things. Next image. This is a Kenyan roundabout. Okay? Incredible. When you go, not the last time, but I remember borrowing an uncle's car, which has got these motion sensors, and they just go off all the time. Okay? I joke that when you go to Nairobi, it does wonders for your prayer life. So you've got this thing of Christians, or so-called Christians everywhere, and yet things are not quite as they should be. And I could run examples in all kinds of ways. One of the highest infections of AIDS, HIV/AIDS, corruption even amongst church ministers, and so on and so forth. So high percentage of Christians, church, and yet things are not on the ground. Next image. You know who this is? Famous? John Stott, very good. Anglican senior statesman, if you like, really good Bible minister, said this, famous words, "The church in Africa is like a shallow river, a mile wide, it goes quite far, and an inch deep. And many are babes, children in Christ." And I think we found that to be true over the years of going back. I came in 97, but over years of going back, we've seen that to be the case. Prosperity gospel everywhere. They're coming to church and full of joy on a Sunday, but it seems to stop when they leave the door, and so on. Next image. And then this is where we come in. So I feel I've tremendously been blessed being in this country, not just in meeting Rachel and the family, but the training I've had over many years, first when I was here at Emmanuel, Cornhill, Oak Hill, and it's just been a blessing and a joy. We've received so much. I've received so much. And if we could give a little bit of that back to the home, the country of my birth, I think we would be delighted in the Lord to serve and honor Christ in that way. Rachel, wonderfully as well, is from a missionary family. She was brought up in South Africa, well, born in South Africa, and has spent time overseas quite a bit. And we feel under God all these things are wonderful, bringing together whatever we've been through, to serve the church in Africa and honor Christ in some way. Next image. Again, very briefly, what kind of church would we like to set up? This is the strapline I want you to go home with. Partly because, as I said, Sundays the churches are full, but it seems to stop there. And we want a church and Christians, people who follow Christ, where this is the way they want to live. All of Christ for all of life, not just for Sunday, then for all the world. All of Christ, for all of life, for all of the world. We wanted that in home, work, with family, with friends, in your recreation, to be thinking, how am I honoring and following Jesus Christ? That's what we'd like to see. And next image, and I'm not going to go through these. Those are just some of the things with the people we're beginning to talk to, we would like to see of our church, these sorts of things. The one that perhaps might not be on a church planting list if you are in this country is the fourth one down, multi-tribal leadership. And the reason we want that is because we want to model a unity in Christ, that Christ basically is our head. And as we join in him, all other differences should fall by the wayside. We unite around him, we follow him, and therefore prizing your identity as a tribe is not really a thing that we should be dwelling on, but seeking to honor Christ. Next image. Those are pictures of the area we've located in Nairobi we'd like to go to. It's an area that doesn't have a good Bible teaching church. It's got a university. That's what the two pictures on the top are. Next one. Lots of high-rise apartments coming up as we drove around with Rachel and looked around. And the last image. On the edge to the southwest is a slum. That's the picture at the bottom there. See, it's a very diverse area even there. And we think, there's no Bible teaching church. We would be a blessing in that way to be a witness for Christ and the gospel there. Please consider three things that I'd like you to please consider. One is to pray for us regularly. Okay, you know the verse. Unless the Lord builds the house, its laborers labor in vain. I could do PowerPoint presentations to no end. I could speak to people to no end. But if the Lord does not go before us, if the Lord does not protect us, if the Lord does not guide us and keep us, we would do all this planning and preparing in vain. It'll be futile. So pray that the Lord will keep us in Him, keep us in Christ, keep us faithful to Christ, the gospel, protect us. Nairobi can be a dangerous place and so on. Pray for us, and not just today or when you have your mission Sunday or whatever, but pray for us regularly. We'd love that. Next thing, supporting us financially. Our plan is that Ava, in the next three to five years, say, the churches here support us. And that's partly because we know the Christians here. But then beyond that, we wanted that the church, as it grows in Nairobi, to then be self-supporting, because we're ministering there. But for now, we're not afraid to ask people here, because this is where we've ministered and served. And it's a way in which the partnership for the gospel work, isn't it? Those you know support, and then in time, God willing, we'll support others too. Last thing, joining us personally, okay? We've had interesting events in the UK in the last year. If you feel you've had enough, come and join us, okay? But more seriously, I think one of the big ways in which the gospel can be served in places like Kenya and Nairobi is that because people are happy to talk about Christian things, and I say churches are full, it'd be lovely to have not just ourselves, but other Christians who are committed to the gospel, committed to Christ, who can live that life. So it's not just about speaking it, but living it as well. That people may see what it is to follow Christ day to day. Paul says to Timothy, very interesting phrase, watch your life and doctrine carefully, that by it you may save your hearers. In other words, as you follow Christ and live for Him, and not just talk about it, but live the gospel, people will see that's what it is to follow Christ. And to have not just us, but others would be a wonderful thing. So, yeah, I'm serious. If you think or you know someone who might be able to come, please encourage them to consider coming, even for a time, to join us. Last image. So that's us, Eastbourne. That's where we are with David Baker, who you know. And hopefully in the summer, all going well, we'll be moving back to Nairobi. I think there's one. Just what's the last thing I put on there? Was there one other thing? No, that's it. If right at the end of the service, at the door or whatever, if you want any more info, and it's also got more about supporting us and so on, I've got a leaflet, 3-page leaflet like this, which is through the agency, mission agency that are sending us out there. If you want to know more and then be praying for us regularly, please pick up one of these at the end. But thank you very much for your time.